From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Votes are counted across the United States, with most of the polls around the country closed. Results from the 2016 U.S. presidential election are slowly being posted. Polls have just closed in Iowa, Montana, Nevada, and Utah. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump have each won the states where they were expected to win, and neither has a commanding lead, at least not yet, in the Electoral College. But such key battleground states as Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and New Hampshire are still too close to call, and the polls are still open in several western states. Kyle Condick, with a Sabato crystal ball at the University of Virginia, is watching the returns.
We're seeing some pretty remarkable results tonight. Big swings within states, basically kind of urban and sort of well-educated suburban areas swinging hard toward the Democrats, but also then sort of rural exurban areas swinging hard towards Trump. And so we've got a number of states out there that are very, very close.
Republicans held on to key Senate races in Indiana and Florida as they try to hold off the Democrats' bid to retake the Senate majority. With several races too close to call, control of the Senate depends on outcomes in North Carolina, Missouri, New Hampshire, and elsewhere. Republicans and Democrats each retained governorships Tuesday in hard-fought battles in Indiana and West Virginia. West Virginia's voters picked chief executives in a dozen U.S. states. One person is dead and at least two were wounded in a shooting near a polling station in Southern California. The Election Day shooting took place Tuesday afternoon in the city of Azusa, causing voters to scramble for safety. This is VOA News. Russian plans to launch new strikes on parts of Syria are being met with contempt in Washington, which is accusing Russia of trying to show off its naval capabilities at the expense of civilians. Officials in Russia's defense ministry told the Interfax news agency Tuesday that new strikes against the Islamic State group will target outskirts of Aleppo. They say the attacks could come within the next few hours. Five men were arrested Tuesday in Germany, accused of recruiting fighters for the Islamic State terrorist group. Authorities say the suspects were taken into custody following a series of raids in the Lower Saxony and North Rhine-Westphalia states. The men face charges of setting up a jihadist network that tried to recruit Muslims to go to Syria to fight alongside IS militants. Investigators identified one of the suspects as a 32-year-old Iraqi. Reports say other suspects include a Turk, a German, a Serbian-German dual citizen, and a Cameroonian national. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says she will allow the country's parliament to select a new prime minister, a major concession as she seeks to survive a growing political scandal. President Park announced her decision Tuesday after meeting with the Speaker of the opposition-controlled National Assembly. In addition to allowing Parliament to select a new prime minister, Ms. Park also agreed to let the prime minister control the cabinet. The Philippine Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that the country's former dictator, Ferdinand Marcos, could be buried in a national heroes cemetery.
Wherefore, premises considered, the petitions are dismissed. Necessarily, the status quo ante order is hereby lifted.
Marcos ruled the Philippines from late 1965 to 1986. His presidency was marked by widespread corruption and human rights abuses. The British government is promising to share with the devolved national governments of Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland information about its Brexit negotiations. The Westminster government is trying to formulate a unified plan for Britain to leave the European Union. Prime Minister Theresa May wants to begin exit negotiations by the end of March. The United Kingdom's constituent nations want a say in how those negotiations proceed. The United States has set up a panel of the World Trade Organization to settle a dispute with China over Chinese tariffs. The tariffs are on exports of 11 key raw materials, including copper, graphite, lead, and tin. The U.S. says Chinese duties and quotas on such U.S. exports are unfair and discriminatory and make American products too expensive. The World Meteorological Organization says the 5 years from 2011 to 2015 were the hottest on record. It released its figures as the United Nations Climate Change Conference opened in Morocco. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.